welcome to another episode of the podcast, whatever it is that I'm doing, the trucker's blog, whatever we want to call this, doesn't matter. It's another great day. It's a great day for work, in the trucking industry. And I'm saying that ironically, in case you didn't, or maybe sarcastically. I'm not sure what the correct word is. I'm just like a North Korean these days. I just read that Kim Jong-un had just forbidden sarcasm in the whole country. So if you're sarcastic, you probably will die in North Korea. But I don't have to tell you, because if you're in North Korea, you're not listening to this. Or, no matter where you are, you probably are not listening to this. This is for a very specific group of 0.2 people who opened the podcast app and just browsed through a list of thousands and thousands of entertaining podcasts, and they went, nah, I want to listen to the angry Bulgarian asshole ramble for 15-20 minutes. That's what I want to do. And you know what? I respect you for that. That's why I'm going to be rambling more. You got to know this, man. If for in the trucking industry, it's a shit show. It really is. And it's poorly designed system that's inefficient, and it doesn't work well. There's a lot of bureaucracy. There's a lot of human error, and it's a lot of what's the word I'm looking for? Blaming, right? Passing the ball. In the trucking industry, no one is really doing their job, but what they're trying to do more than anything else is try to make it seem like if there is a mistake, it wasn't their mistake. So this is, if people can just focus on the task in hand, maybe it will be a lot easier for everyone. Because there's a lot of moving parts in the trucking industry. There's a customer who wants something delivered to another place. So they gotta call a broker and tell them, hey, I have this load that needs to go to, the broker contacts a trucking company. The trucking company has a douchebag who works in the office, and he gets those loads. And then he, gives it to the dispatcher, and he gives it to the drivers, you know, depending, you know, different companies work differently, but that's sort of kind of the simplified version of how it goes. Well, you can see it. There's at least 4 or 5 stages that you gotta go from the customer to the other customer that is receiving the freight. And so there's a lot of douchebaggery involved, because people don't pay attention. This is a human thing. We don't operate like machines. We just shitty at the tasks. Wait a second, I just received a message from my whatever dispatch person. Let me pause here for a second, and I'll continue in a bit. Okay, I'm back. Through the power of pausing, cutting, and pasting, and bullshit like that, I am now talking to you from the future, apparently. Yeah, man. Truck driving is weird. It's weird. If you're a truck driver, you've been put into many weird situations, because no one really tells you anything. You know, I always believe that if you want to be good at what you do, you have to have the most information possible for that thing. So you know how it works. So you know how to, if there's a problem, you know how to solve it, you know. But Well, you're a truck driver. You don't have no idea how the system inside the company, inside the office. You're not sure how their system works. And nobody tells you shit. They give you orders. This is what trucking industry is. It's just, you've been given an order. Just go and do that thing. And if there's a problem, you can't solve it. You gotta go back to them and go, hey, I have a problem. And they're like, all right, do this. Do that. You know, sometimes the things that they tell you don't make sense to you. But you have no option. You gotta, here, I'll give you an example. This is what I had to pause the podcast for. I'm going to this place to deliver a load of pallets. You know, there's no mystery what's in the box. The whole company's business is moving pallets. Pallets are those wooden little structures where they put the freight on, so it's easier for the forklift to lift them up. That's pallets. That's a big business, pallets, because, you know, everyone uses them. Everyone who moves freight around uses pallets. Now, I gotta go, and they gotta come here, and these assholes, they gotta take all the pallets from my trailer, and I can go my way. But because that's the trucking industry, nothing is just as easy as it should be. Now you go, and you have a bunch of numbers that they identify your load by. Cool, fine, but it's not just one number. It seems logical to me. Use one number. Okay, this is our company, and that's load number 1234. And you go to a place and go, oh, we're expecting a shipment from this company, and the number is 1234. You go, oh, yes, it is. That's the number. Here's the paperwork, and you shake hands and hug, and you know. But it doesn't work that way. Every load has 10 numbers that are linked to it. Why? No one knows. And if one of your numbers isn't the one that it should be, it's a big-ass problem. So I go to this place, and the guy who is a complete cunt, let's put it, there's no better word to describe this guy. He's just an older, like a middle-aged guy, in chubby, in glasses, with shiny face, that's different shades of beige with red spots on it, and his hair that's no longer there, and he's chewing gum loudly, and we go in there, and he doesn't even look at you. He has a little window that you go to, and on the other side is the office, and the guy's working on a computer. He's doing work. He's doing some smart people shit, which he isn't. But he pretends to be. He's so important, he doesn't even make eye contact with you. He just reaches and slides that window open, and he goes, yeah, sign the sheet. They have some sheet you gotta sign. No one looks at that sheet, but you gotta go, oh, I'm Steve, and I work for this company. I just checked in at 10 o'clock. And they gotta write it down on a piece of paper that they probably just throw in the garbage at the end of every shift. No one ever looks at it, but they make you sign it, so it's makes it more official, you know? We're a business. We do this. We do things in order. We have rules. Bullshit. Everything's bullshit. It's unnecessary. And you just go and do through all the hoops, whatever they want you to do, and you give them your paperwork, and the guy looks and go, oh, this is the correct, this is not the correct PO number, whatever the fuck that means. He goes, you gotta call your dispatcher and get the proper number. I mean, the douchebag knows what I have, you know, he knows that I have pallets. They want the pallets, but he goes, I can't accept the load, I don't know what load it is. Oh, what is it? What your business is, douchebag? So I gotta go and call my dispatcher. You can't even call my dispatcher because they don't pick up the phone. So you gotta send them a little message because I have this computer inside. And so I gotta. Sorry. I am in the truck. I have actively have things happening while I'm recording. Like I receive messages from my company that says, oh, don't crash today. Yeah, get it, you know. That's the safety message for today, is always check before you back your trailer against something, because you might run someone over. Yeah, no shit. No fucking shit. Keep sending me those enlightening fucking... Who gives a fuck? You know, they just send you a bunch of things. They go, oh, we want you to be safe. Do this thing that you always do. Like, they remind you. Like, you forget how to drive all of a sudden after 10 years or 20 years of experience. Oh, no, I didn't know that I shouldn't follow too close on the highway in a while speeding during a snowstorm. Yeah, I've forgotten about this. Well done for reminding me, ma'am. So I'm sending a message to the dispatcher and saying, hey, the douchebag with the glasses and the chewing gum, he said the PO number is wrong. And so 2 hours later, 2 hours go by, because my dispatcher has no answer. She has to send a message to another asshole, who has to send a message to another asshole, and the final asshole goes, meh, and then goes back down the chain to me, and the message I receive is, well, after 2 hours, mind you, can you just go and ask them to unload you? I swear to God, this is the message. Can you just go and ask them if they can unload you? And like, really, after 2 hours and the numbers that were important all of a sudden mean nothing, all I gotta do is go and ask to get unloaded, like it's a favor they have to do for me. And I'm pissed, and I'm like, fuck this. And I go to the guy and go, listen, my company told me to tell you, would you unload me? He goes, yep, go to dock number 20. Really? That's all it took? I mean, he was still arrogant, chewing and being a dick, but he was like, oh yeah, I'll go to dock 20. Why was I waiting for 2 hours? See what I'm saying here? Why? If you see a truck driver, you know, be nice to them. That's what I'm trying to say, because he's probably being treated like shit for many years. And that's a problem. I was thinking about that. I wasn't as negative as I am these days. And when I do comedy, this is one of my focal points, whatever that is. It's just anger for no reason. And I was always thinking, well, maybe I'm just an asshole. But I wasn't before. Why am I an asshole now? What happened to me? Deep inside, I know I'm a positive and nice person. But what I feel strongly is just I want to choke somebody. You know, once in a while. Not once in a while. Like every 5 seconds, I just see someone and I scan them, their body language, and I decide immediately they're an asshole, and I don't want them to be alive or something. And I'm thinking, what is that? Why do I feel this way? And I realized, being a truck driver, everywhere I go, I'm treated like shit. People treat you like shit because they can. Because their job sucks as well, you know. They don't want to be in that office talking to truck drivers and argue about PO numbers and all that stuff, because they're part of the same industry. But the cool thing about them is they can be openly dicks and not get punished, when if I do it, they'll just say, well, if you're being a dick to us, we're not gonna unload you, so go fuck yourself. You know, I can't do it. I gotta get unloaded. That's what I'm paid for. But they can be dicks to me and nothing happens. So a lot of people are dicks. Everywhere you go, people are dicks to you. And not openly, but they have that passive-aggressive, but super openly, you know, disrespectful tone of voice and body language. And you go, wow, this is... Because human beings are inevitably connected. I mean, they're part of their environment. And their environment is influencing their behavior. People adjust to their environment. We're like animals. We adapt. And if you're constantly in an environment where people are hostile towards you, you inevitably would develop that anger and this distaste for people. after years of dealing with douchebags, I am becoming one. And I don't want to be one. So what am I supposed to quit my job and go and work sales where everybody is supposed to be nice to everybody? Customer service, perhaps, that I should aim towards? I don't know. You know, people in America, you know, they've always been criticized for being fake, you know, and go to a place and everyone's like, "Hi, may I help you? How are you today? Have a nice day." It's so fake and you laugh at them, but at the end you realize, okay, at least they're trying to be nice, you know. And I always value when people are nice, but they're normal nice. They're not over the top. That's not hard to do. But, yeah, I mean, you look at people individually. If a person approaches you and talks to you and they're not being a dick, there's no reason for you to be mean to them. Okay, this is the continuation of the bigger chunk. I have no fucking idea. I have nothing. I had a big rant, but my fucking recorder stopped recording. So I had to listen to what part it recorded and I tried to continue it. And I don't know if you can tell where I cut it and pasted it. What kind of recorder is this? It was working initially when I first bought it. Now it cuts every 5 minutes for no fucking reason. And I'm losing my train of thought and I'm trying to go back to it and I have nothing left. So I'm not going to even pretend that I have stuff to talk about anymore, but you're going to get an inspiration. I'll hook it up again, and hopefully this shit doesn't stop. By the time that happens, you have a good day, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.